Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, June 24th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting Steve Wiltfong is here on a beautiful sunny day. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Going terrific here in the Indianapolis suburbs. We have one, two, three, four more days until the dead period. But who's counting, sending the sunshine down I-70 through Dayton all the way to y'all in Columbus?
Steve Wiltfong and Bill Kerlick are in need of a break. The pandemic pushed every visit known to man into June, and we have followed it intently. But you've been following it intently longer than that. And on April 13th, you put in a prediction for Tennessee running back Dallin Hayden to commit to Ohio State via your crystal ball. At the time, it alarmed many on the Bucknuts front row message board because some were in love with Nicholas Singleton. Others thought Omarion Hampton. You said no, it was going to be Dallin Hayden. Lo and behold, this week, Dallin Hayden became a Buckeye. Take a victory lap.
Well, Dallin Hayden is a guy that Ohio State recruited as hard as anybody on their board offensively. Tony Alford built a great rapport with the young man, built a great trust with his family. His dad, Aaron Hayden, played at Tennessee and played in the NFL. He's got an older brother that's playing college football now at the University of Illinois. So that family is no rookie when it comes to the process and what they're looking for. And Ohio State checked all the boxes from a development standpoint. But more than anything for Dallin Hayden, it was the way that Ohio State treats their players, the way that the fifth stringer gets the same attention in the strength program as the starter, gets the same attention from the position coach. I think that they just love the way that Ryan Day and the staff on and off the field take care of their players. And that was the difference in this recruitment and the touch that Tony Alford put on it with how personable he is with top targets. You know, I think all that, you know, went into Dallin Hayden choosing Ohio State over Notre Dame. And Dallin Hayden is a guy that had a productive junior year. He's a guy that I think is, you know, a decisive runner that finds his top end gear quickly, can make people miss, runs hard, and he's a nice pickup for an absolutely loaded running back room that Ohio State's going to boast for years to come.
Travion Henderson and Evan Pryor in the class before, Dallin Hayden in this class, and now we are starting to see who might be part of the 2023 running back haul for Ohio State. Two names have kind of bubbled to the top. Yesterday, Jacksonville native Treyon Webb released a final three of Ohio State, Georgia, and Oklahoma. He was once committed to Georgia. But also, we don't want to forget about Justice Haynes. He has two warm schools, Oklahoma and Ohio State. Bring us up to speed on 2023 recruiting for running backs, and which of these two is a serious player for Ohio State, if not both?
I think Ohio State has a great shot at both of them. You know, both were on campus this spring. Both are guys that Ohio State's pushing extremely hard for. And whether it's Treyon Webb or Justice Haynes, I think that Coach Alford and Coach Day and company would be extremely excited with both. I think both are fits personality-wise, and both see an opportunity to be incredibly successful at Ohio State. Treyon Webb's coming off a great visit to Oklahoma for the Champ U barbecue. I think that they've been able to really communicate the infrastructure that they have at Oklahoma through a couple Zooms that were set up through his coaching staff. Tony Alford's known Treyon Webb since the eighth grade when he went down there and recruited Marcus Crowley. Obviously, there's a great report with the guys at Trinity Christian Academy, and that's put Ohio State in the middle of it. And Georgia's recruiting running backs as well as anybody. Justice Haynes is a Georgia legacy, but I think Ohio State's extremely impressed him and his family, and you should keep an eye on the Buckeyes for him as well.
Yeah, Sean Wade, also a grad of that Jacksonville private school. And we mentioned that Dallin Hayden's dad played at Tennessee and in the NFL. Justice Haynes' dad, and I'm sure there are some Pittsburgh Steelers fans on here, as mentioned, he played at Georgia. His dad also played, Veron Haynes, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the pedigree is sharp here. Both are sons of SEC running backs that went on to play in the NFL, and we were recruiting them at running back, so that makes a lot of sense. We are going to take a quick break, come back, and make a lot more sense.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
We are back. Ohio State is setting up to have a tremendous, tremendous haul in the class of 2022 at defensive tackle if things break correctly. Three guys have been in town recently. They like what they have seen. You like what you've seen from them. One is coming this weekend. I'm talking about Caden Curry, Hero Canoe, and Chris McClellan. We talked before the show about McClellan. Let's start with him. I mentioned I was surprised that a kid from Oklahoma would be able to get out of the state. It sounded like the Sooners produce a ton of in-state defensive tackles, but you gave a reason for that. Let's update the recruitment of Chris McClellan for everyone here.
Well, talking to McClellan, talking to his dad, I know that there's been points in this recruitment, and maybe it's still true, where Ohio State has led. The pedigree of Larry Johnson, the conversations that he's had with Ohio State staff, the success on the field has put the Buckeyes in tremendous position. Now, he's gone on some other visits. He's been to Florida. He's been to USC. He's swung over to nearby Oklahoma. So he's made some rounds. But there's no doubt in my mind that Ohio State has led at points of this recruitment. So this is a big official visit and an opportunity to really make a major move with Chris McClellan. Hero Canoe is an offensive lineman from, or excuse me, a defensive tackle from Europe who's playing in California, who had a terrific junior year that was awesome in Ohio State's camp. And Ohio State's at the top or near the top for him as they battle the likes of Alabama. And then you have Caden Curry from Indianapolis. Ohio State's been recruiting him, I feel, as long as anybody on the board in 2022. Kevin Wilson always has Ohio State in the middle of it for the Hoosier State prospects. Then, of course, Larry Johnson. He got to eat some pizza with Larry Johnson this week and talk some ball on his visit. But with Caden Curry and his visit, he really gravitated towards Mickey Marotti. Loved Ohio State's strength program, called it the best in the country. Ohio State's definitely going to get him back for an official visit. They're near the top for Caden Curry. That's a big boy recruiting battle with Alabama and Clemson. Also, too, he's fired up about. Indiana's in there. Tom Allen and company have made things very intriguing for their top targets, and Caden Curry's one of them. But I like where Ohio State sits with all of those guys. And it'll be interesting to see who they land, because I think that all of those guys are championship level players.
Chris McClellan, by the way, what I was hinting at is that why Oklahoma is not as much in the mix as one might expect. They did not offer him as quickly as they should have. And when you're a big time player and you get out of state love before in-state love from a power, you can see how that could maybe tip the scales out of state. Let's talk about the weekend coming up. You alluded to it. There are official visits at Ohio State. There are official visits at Alabama that are going to play a huge role in Ohio State and Alabama, arguably determining who has the number one recruiting class, but also probably who has the best chance at winning the championship eventually. Let's talk about that. I know JT Tuimalo will be at Alabama. I know Jaheim Singletary will be at Ohio State. Break down the most important visits at each spot that affect our Buckeyes.
Well, Ohio State's clearly going to know where they stand with Jaheim Singletary after this visit. I think that they've had great communication with his mom and the kid. And obviously, at one point, he loved Ohio State enough to commit, but Georgia and Miami have made this recruitment interesting. And so we'll see if distance from home and things like that are a factor in how smooth this trip goes for Jaheim Singletary. You look at some of the edge rushers coming in this week for the Buckeyes. Eni White, he's the number one edge in the top 247. And then Kenyatta Jackson's another All-American. I think Alabama and Georgia have set the tone in the recruitment for Eni White. Kenyatta Jackson, Oklahoma has set the bar for him. So, but there was a time where Ohio State and Clemson looked like the top two for Kenyatta. So it'll be interesting to see where things stand coming out of this one. And where Ohio State's board stands. Cam Dewberry's an offensive lineman from the Lone Star State. I think Ohio State's in an interesting position for him. He's been rooting for Ohio State for a long time. And so I think that the Buckeyes are in it for Cam Dewberry. And then five-star Gabriel Brownlow Dindy is the highest-ranked prospect taking an official this weekend from Lakeland, Florida. He is fresh off a visit to Texas A&M that was strong. Oklahoma's in a really good position for him, as is Clemson. This is a chance for Ohio State to just really have an eye-opening experience and put themselves in this moving forward.
Let's go over some of the guys that are going to be at Alabama. For example, Terrence Brooks, who just left here, Tyler Booker, who just left here, and a guy people have heard of named JT Tuimalo.
What a busy week for Terrence Brooks, who's coming off an official visit to Texas, then goes to Ohio State, and then goes down to Alabama. If y'all don't know one thing about official visits, they eat. Every meal is a occasion. Breakfast is not a bar and a bowl of cereal. You are eating omelets, waffles, pancakes. Lunch is massive. Dinner is a four-course meal. I can't imagine where he's putting all this food or what he's even thinking about meals by the time he gets to Alabama. But it's a big week at Bama. You know, I mean, they got Tyler Booker on campus, who was recently at Ohio State. They got Anthony Lucas, a defensive lineman from Arizona, who I think is an outstanding prospect. Jake Pope's visited Ohio State. Now he's at Bama. Terrence Brooks, Omari Abor is a guy that Ohio State's in the middle of it for. Denver Harris. So, yeah, I mean, they're not asleep at the wheel in Tuscaloosa. You know, they're recruiting the best players in the country also, and they're going to land their fair share.
No vibe on JT, or just sick of talking about him?
I just don't know, man. I mean, we'll see where the dust settles at the end. I think Ohio State's in a really good position, but I can't sit here and tell y'all he's coming.
Hopefully there will be an episode of the BM5 where Steve Wolfong does say JT is coming. When he does say that, see Dallin Hayden, the guy is coming. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a great one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.